USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Hailing a big victory in South Carolina and pushing back against President Joe Biden's disaster administration as a train wreck, former President Donald Trump didn't hold back at his Save America rally in Florence, South Carolina.
Well, we need to help stop this brutal invasion. We also have to clean out the rot of our failed foreign policy establishment. It is indeed rotten to the core before these total lunatics lead us down the path of national ruin and World War III. They will do it, too.
Iran's Revolutionary Guards have claimed responsibility for a dozen ballistic missiles that struck Iraq's northern Kurdish regional capital of Erbil in the early hours of this morning. Iran's state media reported, adding that the attack was against the United States consulate's new building. The attack caused only material damage and only one civilian was injured. This is USA Radio News.
Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans. For years now, we've helped thousands of families live the dream of home ownership. And it's always great to hear from them.
How willing they were to work with me where everybody else just wanted to slam the door in my face. Second thing was just how quick and easy it was to go to Fellowship because they really put it together quick for me.
At Fellowship Home Loans, we don't have clients. We have friends and family.
I recommend many people. I have my cousin, I have a son of work. I have, there's a lot of people who really need someone like Fellowship Home Loans.
We are here to help. No pressure guaranteed. 800-535-2779. 800-535-2779.
I appreciate how quick and easy it was to work with Fellowship Home Loans. What a pleasant experience it was. They really put it together quick for me.
Fellowship Home Loans.
Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
Four more spring breakers have overdosed in Wilton Manors, Florida. They're cadets at the U.S. Military Academy. One of those cadets is on the Army football team. Wilton Manors police say that they've made an arrest in the case in conjunction with the Broward County Sheriff's Office. Axel Cassius was arrested on charges of trafficking cocaine and burglary of an unoccupied dwelling. According to the Sheriff's Office, he's being held on $50,000 bond. A former township clerk and county election supervisor in Michigan has now been charged with ballot tampering in the August 2020 primaries. Kathy Funk is also charged with misconduct in office. Both charges are felonies punishable up to 5 years in prison upon conviction. Funk faces arraignment in Genesee County's district court. Funk was Flint Township's clerk when authorities say she purposely broke seals on ballot containers. According to the Attorney General's office, under Michigan law, that prevented votes inside that container from being counted in a recount. This is USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke,
Fort Laramie,
have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Colorectal cancer is expected to claim the lives of more than 52,000 Americans this year, according to the American Cancer Society. This is why, as the world tries to return to normalcy after the COVID-19 pandemic, doctors say health screenings, particularly for cancer, should be made an urgent priority. The U.S. Preventative Service Task Force said colorectal cancer is the third leading cause of cancer deaths in the United States, yet about a quarter of people ages 50 to 75 have never been screened for this devastating disease. Doctors are trying to raise awareness that even people in their 40s should be getting screened. There are multiple ways to reduce the risk of colon cancer, including understanding when you should get screened. 6 months after winning a recall election that could have kicked him out of office, California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom is now in a strong position as he revs up a re-election campaign that could give him a second four-year term. No top-tier competitor has emerged to stand in his way, and he's flush with campaign cash. He's had roughly $25 million in his main political committee at the end of 2021. All of the most recognized Republicans who ran in the recall have decided not to run again, including conservative radio talk show host Larry Elder and former San Diego Mayor Kevin Falconer. A 23-year-old soldier, Joseph M. Mateel, a specialist, passed away at Fort Irwin, California, according to the Army. He served as an armored cannon crew member in the 1st Cavalry Division based at Fort Hood, Texas. The Army has not provided details on the cause of death, saying the incident is under investigation. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.